أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the loving, the merciful. Brothers and sisters, we are explaining and making tafsir with Allah's blessings, with Allah's will, and it is a really great, I take it as a great appreciation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing upon us to sit down and discuss His enlightening, His gleaming words, al-wahy al-ilahi, and truly we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether the speaker or the listener. This is the focus of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you gotta know how great that is. This knowledge is knowledge of the whole universe that is being out of the Lord of the universe, the Creator Himself. Up to last week, we said that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him, had plotted in order to let his brother, Benjamin bin Yamin, with him. And the way that he had plotted is that he put his cup in his luggage, and his guards went and they found it in, with his goods. So it seems like the outside picture that he have taken from the kingdom, and therefore he's supposed to be punished. So once they realized, the brothers of Yusuf, when they realized that this evidence, you know, it seems like it's just as saying he was caught red-handed. Seems like, you know, this thing was found with him, caught red-handed. They said he had stolen. He had a brother that had stolen. And Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings, and I said this, it was not stolen, it was a plan from his aunt in order to keep Yusuf be with him. They were referring that Yusuf had stolen, and Yusuf knew the story. So when they said that, he said in himself, "Antum sharrun makanan," right now you are in a much worse position that you were before. Wallahu a'lamu bima tasifun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are describing. In other words, you don't know all the picture. You don't see what had happened. So, in other words, what you're saying is not true by accusing your brother that he had stolen. Once that they realize that no, they are taking Benjamin. They're taking him anyway. They are going to take him. Here, they started pleading. They said, "Ya ayyuhal aziz." "Qalu ya ayyuhal aziz." "Oh, you great king. Oh, you, your majesty." However, you know, that they were here, the Holy Quran is putting it in "Ya ayyuhal aziz." "Qalu ya ayyuhal aziz. Inna lahu aban shaykhan kabiran. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Subhanallah. They said, "Oh you, Al-Aziz, he has a very old father, Shaykhan Kabir." Shaykh means an old man. And Kabir also, now there's, means that he had passed an enormous of age. Let's say that a person, you know, 60, 70, 80, and he has passed all of these age. They are pleading, in other words. So the hidden meaning is they are pleading. They're humbling themselves down. قَالُوا يَا الْعَزِيزِ. "Oh you, your honor, Al-Aziz, he has an old aged father. Please take one of us, إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Take one of us instead of him. We see you a virtuous man. We see you a spiritual, dignified man. You're not regular like the rest of the officials that they want to do whatever they want to do. عَلَمَ هَذَا اللَّهِ. Yusuf answered by saying, I seek refuge to Allah from what you're saying. مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. You know, when you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, I seek refuge to Allah. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَنْ وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ إِنَّا إِذًا لَظَالِمُونَ. Yusuf answered by saying, I seek refuge to Allah. To take someone else. We will take only, now here, as I said, the word that Yusuf used, wajadna. Wajadna, we found. He didn't say, the one that stole our cup. No, he said, what we found, our good with him. We will only take him. If we take someone else, we are oppressors. Inna idhan lazalimun. We will be corrupt. We will be bad. It seems like we're taking someone else for someone else. If, you know, as I have discussed the issue, a lot of officials, a lot of people, you know, they may take someone else for someone else. Maybe, you know, they think that they can torture the one that is gone by his brother or his father or his mother, God forbid. But here, the kingdom, the justice of Allah, and the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have a different way of governing things. They govern with justice and with fairness. Now, of course, they were angry, they were upset, the brothers. Why? Because they have given their father a great covenant. So, therefore, you know, there is a little hadith that is written, and God knows, you know, when we're talking about 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, it said that when they were getting extremely upset and angry, their hairs were rising. I mean, today you'll see someone's hair rising, but you don't see that it acts like God forbid, if I want to use this word, like a porcupine, you know, like it kind of sticks out of their clothes. But now, I don't know what kind of a clothes they were wearing back then. Maybe their clothes were so easy for their hairs to stand up through. And it was even secreting something. Their hairs were rising up in anger and upsetness, and it even was secreting something. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ. You know, these are stories, these are whatever is written. I was not there with them. May God's peace and blessings be upon them. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ. They became completely despondent, hopeless. They realized that, no, that's it. Yusuf is going to take him and him. استيأسوا. This is a word of exaggeration and hopelessness and despondedness. يأس. يأسوا. استيأس. استيأس means a great exaggerate. The word exaggeration for the word hopeless. They became hopeless. That's it. They became despondent. خلصوا نجية. They went to themselves. They want now to sit down and talk. They want to see what they can do. خلصوا نجية. They sat down to themselves and they were talking. How? نجية. How were they talking? They were talking in a low voice. They were talking not loudly but in a sad, depressed voice. Low voice with each other. متناجين نجية. قال كبيرهم. The older brother. He said. Now, in some hadiths, they say that this older brother was Jude, Yehuda. In other places, it said, no, it was Levi, Lawi. Whether it was Jude or Levi, he was the oldest brother. The oldest brother, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, he told the rest of the brothers that were there. Now, Yusuf is, of course, is gone. Benjamin is gone. There's 10 of them together. And now the older brother, the oldest brother, told them, said, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ Didn't you know, my dear brothers? Didn't you know that your father had taken a great covenant from you? The covenant that, you know, it seems like between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah is the witness. It is a great covenant. It is not some verbal issues that happened between you. Mawthiq. You know, said, Alam a'had ilaykum? No, this is wathiqa. This is mawthiq. Ahad is a little smaller. Arabic is beautiful. Really, Arabic language is really beautiful. You know, when you say ahada, what does ahada? Qala, ahada, ashada, arshada. Mawthiq. Mawthiq is the strongest in getting something between two people in the covenant. Once it becomes in written and a witness and maybe notary public and so forth, then it becomes mawthiq. You know, people cannot deviate from it. I said, didn't you know that your father had taken a mawthiq, this covenant, from you? And why did he do this? Because we have done what we have done to Yusuf. موثق من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف. Yes, we gave the verbal issue to our father about Yusuf, and you know, what did we do? What did you do to Yusuf? Now, this is the oldest brother. Now, as I said once again, whether it was Judah or it was Levi, he said, I will not leave this land. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ I will not leave this land. You go. You talk to my father. Whatever you want to do, you go back. I will not leave this land by going back to my father until my father gives me the permission. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the judge. Subhanallah. أو يحكم الله لي وهو خير الحاكمين. Now he knows that he's innocent, and they know that he's innocent. But here you see that a brother had taken a little lesson. Brothers, let me kind of give a little advice at this point. You know, usually when we do not taste a certain problem, we do not understand it. Matter of fact, we will not have a need for solving that issue. Let me kind of give you a little example. I mean, who needs a physician when he is healthy? And as it says, and the physician said, why should I give you the medicine when you're not sick? So people don't understand the value of a doctor, of a physician. If he is not sick, if he does not have that throbbing headache, if he does not have that gut rip cut in his, you know, foot, or pain in his stomach. No, the same thing, brothers. If the physician, the one that is a spiritual doctor, the one that cures the spirit, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you should go and expose yourself, your spirit, to a spiritual man. Because he knows a lot more about your spirit than you. A lot of people don't know the spirit. Matter of fact, the spirit is not felt that this body, if somebody sticks you with a needle, you feel it. But the spirit, if somebody stabs it with the spear of a sin, he does not feel it. Matter of fact, he may even feel good. God forbid. People listen to bad music. People drink bad drinks. Do you think that they feel bad? No, they feel good, matter of fact. their spirit is being slashed by that knife of sin. Yet, ya subhanAllah, what is happening? They think that they're feeling good. So the conceit will take over, Satan will help that, and they don't feel it at all. So therefore, please, brothers, sisters, as an advice, show your spirit, show yourself to a spiritual, the right spiritual man. I didn't say go find a fake one, God forbid. You know, just like you do not go to a fake doctor, a fake physician. You go to the right doctor, you better go to the right spiritual man in order to look at your spirit and tells you what you need. Now here, what happened is, up to this point, they did not have a need in order to show themselves. Now it is beginning to hit them, one after another. Ya subhanAllah. First, you know, the drought, second, the trip, third, now their second brother is gone. Ya subhanAllah. What do I need? The turn is toward who? Toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did they understand who their father is? Did they understand who their brother is? So therefore, he said, now, you, the older brother, he said, you brothers go to my father. I will not leave the land. I will not take off to going back unless either my father will give me the permission or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the judge. And he is the best of the judges. He's the best of the وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Now remember, here, yes, brothers, we can judge according to our limited knowledge. Yes, this car, is it red? That car, is it blue? Is he right in this mathematical issue? Is he right in this act that he is acting? Is he right when he did such a deed or that deed? Yes, I can judge according to what knowledge, to the limited knowledge that I have. But who is the best judge? وَهُوَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. He is the best. So therefore, now, Yusuf, of course, in Egypt, Binyamin stayed behind with his brother, and whether Levi or Jude, Yehuda, stayed also behind. Nine of them went back. And he said, irja'u ila abikum. The brother said, go back. But how you're going to talk to your father? Say it in this fashion. You know, a lot of times, as I said, we cannot be the ultimate judge. The ultimate judge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we see on the surface, as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as our Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, had said, they told us, they taught us. They said, what you see, say, this is what I saw. Is it the true? Is it al-haqiqa? No, he knows al-haqiqa. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمُ. He is the best judge. But yes, I see this as wrong. Is it? He knows. He said, go back to your father. اِرْجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيكُمْ. Go back to your father. What should we say? Say, فَقُولُوا يَا أَبَانَ. Say it in a very respectful manner. Say, oh father, your son had stolen. إِنَّ إِبْنَكَ سَرَقْ. Your son had stolen. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. Go back to your father and tell our father, tell your father, say, oh dad, oh father, oh our beloved father, your son had stolen. Now, here you see, إِنَّ surely. So in other words, they are sure, but see how he's putting it in there. Yes, this is what we saw. We're sure. Inna ibnaka sarq. Surely your son had stolen. But, Dad, we did not witness except for what we have the knowledge of. This is what we saw. وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. Whatever is hidden underneath, we don't know. We do not know. It is not our job to know the metaphysical aspects. It is not our job to see what is hidden in the world of al-ghayb, what is the unseen. But this is what we saw. And if you want the proof, وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا. And the proof, Dad, Father, is ask the city that we were there, the village that we were there. وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. Now we know, for our witness, if you want the proof, yes, we have several. You can ask the city that we came from when this incident happened. You can ask the people, the ear, the convoy, and the people that were surrounding that we came from. And Lord knows, we are saying the truth. Now, of course, this is not easy. Truly, this is not easy. Suddenly, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our prophet's progeny and him. What happened to him? What did he see? Suddenly, he saw three of his sons are gone. Now you tell me, how would such an old man feel? Remember at the beginning he said, إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا. He has a father that is not only old, but he is aged old. Now may Allah give you life, inshaAllah ta'ala. The older you get, ya subhanAllah, the more loving you will be. The more loving you will be, especially to your sons and grandsons and great-grandsons and so forth. It's a nature of a human being. At the beginning, when a person is in his 20s, you know, even maybe 30s, he shows toughness. He shows, maybe as some they say, bloodlessness. You know, I'm tough. I'm not going to cry because my son got sick. But when he got a little older, you know, maybe the slightest thing that happens to your son hurts you. You cry a lot more. You feel a lot more. Now, what if three of your sons are gone suddenly? So, how Jacob is going to feel? Now, if I may put a story, and please forgive me if I, as they say, I leave the room a little bit. We could say, Jacob, may God's peace and blessings be upon you. All what happened to you. Now we're going to see what happened to Jacob. All what happened to you, your sons did not come back. What happened to Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein, salamullahi alayhi? Truly, brothers and sisters, think about it. Right before his eyes, a part of his heart, a part of his lover, Ali al-Akbar, such a handsome, beautiful, virtuous son of Imam al-Hussein, was killed in front of him. The amana, the trust of his brother, Al-Qasim, was killed in front of him. His most beloved brother, Al-Abbas, salamullahi alayhi, was killed right in front of him. What kind of a heart did Imam Hussein, salamullahi alayhi, a bleeding heart, had. Ya salam, salamullahi alayk ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. That's why they reached such a place. That is why they have filled that position with that patience. And we need to work. May Allah give you that blessing that you would reach such a position in Allah's kingdom, inshallah ta'ala. So, once they went and they told his father, His father, of course, remembered the story of Yusuf when they came in, or her aunt came accusing him for the stealing because she wanted to keep Yusuf a little more, another night, another day, in order to be with him, touch him, smelling. You know, when we love someone, we want them to be with us. So he said, قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Now, he said, something made this deed beautiful in your eyes, in yourself. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Whatever they said, you know, as I said, this stealing, and of course that story of Yusuf, and remembering how his aunt coming. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Yourself had made something pretty in your eyes. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. A beautiful patience. I will wait. What kind of waiting is this? عَسَى اللَّهُ. Look, truly, we should always have this kind of hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I will wait. A beautiful waiting. I will be patient. A beautiful patience. I will have a beautiful patience. عَسَى اللَّهُ. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all of them to me, will bring Yusuf, Binyamin, and Yehuda. He didn't say to Jami'ah, all of them. SubhanAllah, he did have such a great hope. Brothers, this is how we should deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is impossible for Allah. Yes, a lot of things are possible for me, but nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all. Ta'ala. A lot of you know me, and you know that I am a chaplain. I work in a hospital. A lot of times, subhanAllah, I do see, like a miracle, the physicians, they come and they seal and sign and they put their thumbprint on it, that the child is going to be, for instance, mongoloid, is going to be deformed. But raise the mother, the father, the imam, they raise their hands to Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, please change this will. And you see that the sun comes out the most beautiful, as if there is no deformity in him at all. This is dua. Dua would do this. A lot of people are sick with cancerous. The one that the doctors completely, their hands are tied, they can't do anything about it. But when they sit down and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cancer will go away in such a fashion. Nobody, even the doctors don't know whether it was in this place or in that place. Ya subhanAllah. But we should be that dependent and hopeful with Allah. Allah is capable of doing anything. Just ask Him and you will receive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said, just ask me. You know what is this? Idu'uni astajib lakum means, subhanAllah, this is an explanation of our master, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said this statement, idu'uni astajib lakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whatever I have of treasures, whatever I have, it is at your disposal. And I'm giving you the key. The key to that treasures that I have is dua. Idhuni. Ask me. And I will answer you. SubhanAllah. With this kind of a statement from Allah, we still become hopeless. A lot of people, they become sick. That's it. They become despondent. They become hopeless. No. Always trust that Almighty Allah, the one that He said, worse than the greatest sin is the sin of al-ya's in rahmatullah. The sin, a lot of people, they say, ya subhanallah, ya Allah, ya Rabb, I made a sin that no one can forgive. A feeling of despondence, a feeling of hopelessness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the great statement that He gave us. He said, one of the largest, greatest sins is the sin of being hopeless from Allah's mercy. Al-ya's min rahmatin. So always be hopeful. Always depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, said. He said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. This is what I will do. We are almost reaching the end of ayah number 82 of Surah Yusuf. He said, a patience that is beautiful. I will have a patience. I will be patient. In other words, I am not going to complain. Asallah. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them all back to me. Innahu huwal alim al hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of what's going on. Yes, maybe I don't know, maybe you don't know, maybe all of us, we don't know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only the greatest knowledgeable, al-aleem, but also He is al-hakeem. He has hikmah. He knows where the puzzle goes. I don't see that. Maybe I am feeling sad. Maybe I'm feeling depressed. You know, and if you could have this in your heart, a lot of depressions will go away. A lot of sadness will go away. Yes, subhanAllah. So, therefore, let's see what happened to Jacob. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. What happened to the other brothers? The one that is now living with Yusuf bin Yamin, and the one that is waiting in suspense in Egypt. He remained in there in worries. What happened to these brothers? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just juggling the things to put it together. How? Ya subhanAllah. Inshallah, in the next session, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us be more understanding of His words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us to be closer to Him, purer, more virtuous. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to Ahlul Bayt. Salamullahi alayhim ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tayyibin at-tahirin.